get you up to date with what is going down out there. It's time for a little stop down and some mid-week morning headlines. Stuff you didn't know you needed to know. Like, I was actually sent this yesterday. New survey by Study Finds reveals that 41% of workers have had a romantic relationship with a colleague.
Aww.
Yeah. 18% say they met their significant other at work. 45 keep it a secret.
Is that mathing?
I did for 2.5 years.
95.9 The Ranch. Good morning. It's Elf.
Yeah, there you go. Now you know. Let's talk about what else we found out yesterday. Really appreciate that. Taylor Swift. Travis Kelce, of course, as we've talked about, and everybody else is. Their love story is happening right before our eyes. Sharing the proposal photos. And per Marie Claire, which I read fortnightly, as you know.
Oh, yeah, you are so mocking.
Yes, her engagement ring was designed by, under the direction of Travis Kelce. It was actually done by a guy named Kindred Lubeck at Artifacts Fine. So it's a New York City-based designer known for hand-engraved jewelry made with natural and captivating gemstones. But still, Travis Kelce evidently has some sort of a special engraving put in it there.
He's in charge.
While the full details haven't been released, it's very large. It's very expensive. They clocked at Marie Claire at upwards of about $1 million, they estimate. They think it's about 10 to 15 carats total, set on a yellow gold band. Maybe she's trying to bring that back. And it likely costs between, three-quarters to straight up on $1 million.
No pressure.
Yeah. Again, yesterday was such a great day to make headlines about your dating life. I think maybe we inspired Travis Kelce. Because the girlfriend revelation came out, and then them about 90 minutes later.
I think he owes you a thank you.
I mean, we have listeners in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
Well, heck, we were on two radio stations simultaneously yesterday. There's a chance Travis heard it and just said, you know what? Get busy living or get busy dying.
Chop, chop.
And then it's time to do it. Mm-hmm. He's got a blank space no longer. Congratulations to the happy couple. I can't buy that kind of ring, bro.
Uncle Herschel?
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
Heck no.
No way.
Nope. Nope.
Cracker Barrel making an about face yesterday after the population at large went ballistic when they updated the logo that erased the iconic old man and Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Company revealing on social media that the old timers logo will remain, and they use the words old timer. Thank their guests for sharing their voices.
Mm.
President Donald Trump chiming in. He's on board with the idea.
MAGA.
Congratulating the company. Said they get $1 billion of free publicity if they worked it right.
Mm.
And I love this.
Mm.
Make Cracker Barrel a winner again.
They don't know what they're doing.
They're trying.
Well, Herschel does. He just sits there.
I mean, he sits there and looks cute.
They better get it together because Spirit Halloween's over here just like...
Excuse me.
Hey, baby.
What you doing over there?
You going to close them doors? By the way, the Spirit Halloween over on Hewlin took over a Joann Fabrics.
Heresy.
The kid and I drove past it on Sunday. They're constructing it. It's not open and built yet, the Spirit Halloween. And I think that's pretty much how it is for most of the other locations. But they'll open soon. And this one, and I'm not... This one has a permanent sign.
Mm.
There may be something to this. Because Joann Fabrics were big. Spirit Halloween.
This is still fresh for me. You know that, right?
I know. Yeah. I know. Uh-huh. I know. Body's not cold. Spirit Halloween opened 8 Spirit Christmases after Halloween in the Northeast last year. And the nationwide rollout may be happening before our very, very eyes.
They've got Spirit.
Yes, they do. And we might have one for you. And then in Christmas. And then they should build them on a town square and then just take over like the Hallmark Channel antique stores that fold after the couple finds love and then decides to move the heck out of town again. They don't tell you that part of the Hallmark movie.
It paints a picture.
I know how this goes.
Are you one of the legions of people that secretly are eyeing the kids' menu, you're not alone. So anywhere between 44 and 50% of us guilty for ordering off the kiddos' menu for some really valid reasons.
Awesome.
There's smaller portions, smaller prices to go along with them. Some say it's solely the price of inflation. Meanwhile, folks are divided. Now, the patrons say, is this an honest thing to do? Absolutely. The price is the price. Meanwhile, you'll probably understand that the restaurant owners are like, no.
Well, how are they going to know? Because I've done this too.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically Happy Meal. Maybe specifically get a toy. For my kid. That's not
that's
somewhere.
That's a senior in high school?
Sure.
Okay.
Don't judge.
Were you getting it for your girlfriend?
Don't judge.
You're so romantic.
That's why I need it too. I don't know what was happening with the Associated Press yesterday, but I think they were doing a bit of a stand-up routine.
Uh-oh.
I will just read the headlines for these next three stories, straight ripped from the headlines, as they say, from the Associated Press. New NASA class of 2025 to be announced in September. NASA has high hopes.
Oh, see, that is a high.
Here's your next headline. Nevada's Burning Man Festival notifies people that their orgy dome has been destroyed by a dust storm and a haboob. And then finally, from the AP.
Okay.
Hostess issuing nationwide recall over moldy ding-dongs.
Excuse me. This is the pinnacle of all news.
If you thought Cracker Barrel had problems, that's there it is.